practice flexibility and adaptability. It compels us to be adaptable and open to change.
Hey, I'm Janelle Minow, and I'm obsessed with joy, fun, and helping you navigate this messy and magical thing called midlife. I'm a midlife plus woman who broke out of struggle, took a leap from my professional career, grew a successful business, found Mr. Right, and learned to love on purpose. I'm here to teach you the tried and true secrets to releasing what's keeping you stuck and struggling so you can build a joyful life you adore. Here we'll tackle the fun but sometimes hard things: money, business, career, relationships. Health, purpose, love, and loss are all topics we'll cover. So pull up a chair and welcome to the Joy, Self-Mastery, and Living a Limitless Life podcast.
Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. I'm enjoying the spring weather over here. I love sitting on my patio in the warm sun and seeing the flowers that are starting to bloom. And in the next minute, I'm back in the house listening to the wind blow with a blanket on me. Spring is so crazy, but I will take it. So today I want to talk about uncertainty and what the gains can be when you embrace uncertainty versus pushing against it. Have you considered that you can just embrace uncertainty? All of us prefer certainty. Certainty gives us a sense of safety. When we're feeling certain, we can relax. We don't worry. We aren't questioning things. We're not feeling all of this frustration. We're not telling ourselves, I don't know, all the time. All of that takes away from us having what we want. It keeps us further away from the outcomes that we desire. The thoughts behind emotions like frustration and worry take us away from certainty, and they actually leave us feeling more anxious and frustrated and stuck and worried, and keeps us where we are versus where we want to be. Now, there's lots of ways that science says that we can make it easier to have certainty. Things that are practices that send signals to the brain and promote a sense of stability and predictability help. Some of these things are things like creating habits and routines, organizing, setting clear goals, using our prefrontal cortex, that part of our brain that directs decision-making and planning and problem-solving help by breaking things down into smaller chunks and implementing cognitive control by directing our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. Another recommended activity is to have a regular mindfulness practice. Science shows that this promotes emotional regulation, reduces anxiety, and increases clarity of thought, helping us to navigate uncertainty. And I can definitely agree that these things work. But accepting that life is full of uncertainty with a curious outlook can also be key. Another key is that is not too much different from this science perspective is the perspective of the spiritual. And the perspective of the spiritual includes implementing, again, cognitive control, directing your thoughts, noticing what's in your imagination and directing that, setting intentions, embracing the power of belief that your desired outcome is certain and having the faith that that is true, then aligning this faith with the version of you that has what you desire. Choosing to feel certain on purpose, feeling that feeling of certainty in your body on purpose without evidence of it, and knowing that it is possible for you to have it, and it's for sure going to happen. Acting as if it will done is done. Those are all kind of the spiritual perspectives, which tie right back into the science of how we can have more certainty in our life. And I love both of these perspectives. The academic discipline for this combination of science and spirituality is known as transpersonal psychology, just in case you were ever wondering. But For me, I like to look for the good in things, the lessons in them. Sometimes I have to process some emotion, let some time pass before I can actually get there. But I know that choosing to ultimately see what the good is or what the lesson can be has far greater positive impact on life and the lives of others than staying focused on the negative. I recently took this approach with certainty. This, I believe, is a transpersonal approach. It takes in science and spirituality, and it includes approaching uncertainty from both the spiritual and the scientific, rather than just trying to solve for certainty. When we're waiting for certainty, we miss out on a lot of opportunities, opportunities that might even help create certainty for us. I often wish that I would just get some kind of divine download or some kind of sign from God or spirit giving me reassurance or certainty. But seeing the benefits of uncertainty can help us again stop solving for certainty like it's a problem. When we stop solving for uncertainty or for certainty, we can relax and let certainty show up. Hey friends, a quick interruption. Have you downloaded my free gift? It's called the Midlife Compass. This guide will help you identify your midlife values, specifically the emotions you value. Knowing the emotions that you value will guide your actions and give you better outcomes in all areas of your life. Why? Because our emotions guide all of our actions. Using the values that you discover from going through the process that I'm going to guide you through in the download will bring more peace, joy, love to your life, all while bringing you closer to your goal. Go to tinyurl.com/midlife-compass and download this guide. Now back to the episode. So what are the benefits of uncertainty anyway? Uncertainty is an opportunity to practice flexibility and adaptability. Uncertainty compels us to be adaptable and open to change. When we're uncertain about outcomes, we're more likely to explore different options and adapt our plans accordingly. If we're taking on the perspective that uncertainty has a benefit, it's also an opportunity for growth. Uncertainty often pushes us out of our comfort zone, providing opportunities for personal and professional growth. It encourages us to learn new skills, gather more information, and expand our horizons. It's an opportunity for creativity and innovation. Uncertainty sparks creativity as we start to look for solutions and possibilities in uncertain situations. Now, this is about not getting stuck there, not seeking, but being curious. It encourages us to think outside of the box and come up with innovative ideas, not to get stuck and stay there. It presents a chance to practice resilience. Dealing with uncertainty builds resilience. When we face uncertainty head on and now accept it as part of life, we develop the strength to handle future challenges more effectively. Uncertainty, being an uncertainty, can help us to enhance decision-making. Embracing uncertainty can lead to better decision-making skills. It encourages us to consider different perspectives, to be willing to decide and try new things, be willing to fail and to try again. It's an opportunity for increased self-awareness. Uncertainty often prompts introspection and self-reflection. It can lead to a deeper understanding of ourselves, our values, and what truly matters to us. It can be an opportunity to be in the present moment. Uncertainty reminds us to appreciate the present moment. When we're uncertain about the future, we're more likely to focus on enjoying and making the most out of the here and now, when we're accepting uncertainty and not chasing it, not chasing certainty. So these are all perspectives that can help us to embrace uncertainty. when we can flip our thinking from I need to be certain to uncertainty has a lot to offer, or uncertainty grows me, or just reminding ourselves there is uncertainty again, and that's okay. I can keep going. Then we keep going. When we recognize that uncertainty is just a part of us, just like all the other parts, and it's okay to feel it and be curious about it and accepting of it. It is easier to recognize it when it shows up. We can remind ourselves of all the things we are certain about that we maybe weren't certain of at one time, and know that certainty will come. We can trust that it will come in divine time. And in the meantime, we can just continue to move forward without it and let that be okay. Receive all the benefits of that. So while uncertainty may initially feel uncomfortable, it does have a lot to offer. Ask yourself, how is this uncertainty that I'm feeling right now benefiting me? Allow that to be your focus and watch certainty show up. All right, have a great week.
I'm over here celebrating you because you just finished another episode of the Joy, Self-Mastery, and Living a Limitless Life podcast. Thanks for listening. If you got value from this podcast, don't forget to subscribe, share, rate, and review, and we can help even more people just like you. Now, go out and live your limitless life.